Thank you, Brother Bob. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? I do have a word for you this morning. It's going to be different. It's something the Lord led me to a couple of weeks back. I think it's a very important consideration that we should have. I think this morning's message is gonna, if you could rate this message, G or PG or R or X rated, it might not be PG. Let's put it like that. We're adults here. And, I just want to obey God. Is that alright? Father, just touch us this morning. Speak to our hearts as only you can. Help me, Lord, to move out the way and help me, God, to be as precise and exact as you called me to be with this word this morning. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you about a subject matter that the Lord laid upon my heart. He gave me the title, and the title of it is The Wonderful Human Body. Well, if I had a subtitle, I'd call it Body Basics. The psalmist says in Psalm 139:14, he said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth well. In all of the world, man was God's crowning achievement. When I consider thy heavens in Psalms 8, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. That's a powerful statement that the psalmist made about God's creation that we call man. He said, what is man that you have man on your mind? He said, I'm looking at the stars and creation and all of the wonderful and expanses that you've done, and yet you have man upon your mind. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What is the son of man that you visit him? In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That means shape and similitude. In our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27 says, so, that keeps moving there. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Man was made in the resemblance of God. In all of his created parts only, he was not made a God. Man was not made a deity. He was made in the similitude of God, but we got to remember, man was not made a God. And we, as we go around, we hear some folks saying that we have God-like ability, that we are gods. I've heard it said, we are gods. We're not gods. We're made like God. We are made in his image, after his likeness. God has dominion over everything, universal or local. Man, in resemblance to God, was given dominion over God's earthly creation. Nobody gave anything to God. God has dominion of everything, but man was given dominion by God. Psalm 139 says, I will praise thee again, for I am fearfully, and wonderfully made. You know, wonder, we use the term wonderful today like, oh, that is so wonderful. But if you take wonderful apart. Wonder is more like, man, what a wonder that is. It's different. I am full of wonder about what it is you've done. See? So we've taken and we've redone the word wonderful in the English context and made it something that you go, wonderful. I'm so wonderfully blessed by what you've done. And that's great. We know what it means. But in this context, it's something that you just look at and you got to wonder. I think we've lost the wonder of our humanness and what God has done. We've kind of shifted our attention to other things. Fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous, he says, are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. In other words, it's greatly known. Wonderful, your works are greatly known by my soul. The wonderful human body is equipped with five basic senses or abilities. We all know them. Sight, touch, smell, taste, hearing. Sight is the ability to use light. That's what sight is. We benefit from the existence of light. Man functions operationally with the eyes. Look at this. We function at the speed of light because our eyes are the parts of us that can handle light. And so that's the part of man that functions at that speed. Touch, we discern matter. With smell, we can determine the essence, or sometimes we can be warned about a certain existence or a certain something in the atmosphere, a certain gas or a certain food that's gone bad. Smell is a wonderful thing to have. It's full of wonder, but it's a great thing to have as well. And we have that. We have taste to enjoy the different foods. Thank God for taste. Can you imagine life without taste? Can you? But we go every day, and I understand that. Hearing will capture the different disturbances of our atmosphere. It could be a big boom. It could be a little something right on the side. If you're in a real quiet place, you can hear something. You will know that there's something over there because you hear it. Your awareness is brought towards it because of the sound that it makes. Five powerful senses, or if you will, five gifts to man from his creator, God. These are gifts, brothers and sisters. These are gifts. But we've taken them, and you hardly ever think about the gift that God has given you as a man and as a woman. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. And the Bible says in Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Everything that he made, that was after man, of course, was very good. Colossians 1:15-16 says this of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. You were created by him and for him. And particularly if you belong to him and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, for sure you belong to him. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So if this thing about I'm going to do my thing, this is my life, I make my choice, I do what I want to do, you can erase that because you belong to him. Now you could go on skipping down the road trying it if you want to, but I'm telling you, if you belong to him, it ain't going to work. Amen. You're going to hit roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, and bumps on the head and bleeding legs and all kinds of situations will develop in your life to let you know you're going the wrong way, this direction, because you belong to him. When God made man, and you got to look at this, when the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, I've always said, he took some clay and he formed it in the shape of a man. And then he went and he got the clay. Either he pulled it up or he breathed down and he breathed into this man the breath of life. And the man woke up. But he's showing me that he did a whole lot more than just forming clay in the shape of arms and legs and bodily functions. And I mean, you know, the middle part in the head. Everything that's in you was taken care of when he was forming man. I found in my research 14 major organ systems that we have in our bodies today. 14 major ones. Major. That means there must be some minor ones somewhere. But 14 major ones. We have the circulatory system that's pumping and channeling blood to and from the body, the lungs, the heart, the blood, and the blood vessels. That's just one system. The circulatory system. Jesus did that. The circulatory. The digestive system. Digestion is that we process the food. And that's made of the saliva glands and the esophagus, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, the intestines, the rectum, and the anus. The endocrine system, it's communication with the body. It uses hormones made of the endocrine glands. And as the hypothalamus, the pituitary, or the pituitary gland, the pineal body, or pineal gland, the thyroid, the parathyroids, and adrenals, or adrenaline, adrenal glands. That's just the third major system that he put in us. That's number three. The integumentary system, the skin, the hair, the nails. That's another system that he put when he formed man of the dust of the ground. The immune system, very important system. I've had some bouts with this immune system. And most of us have had some bouts with this. This thing goes out of kilter, you got trouble. And I've had some trouble because of this immune system. This is the system that fights off diseases. It's composed of leukocytes, tonsils, adenoids, the thymus, and the spleen. You can live without the spleen, but not like you could with it. He made it to work in the immune system. The lymphatic system, structures involving in the transfer of lymph between tissues and the bloodstream, the lymph and the nodes and vessels that transport it, the lymph system. This is what God put in us. If we studied biology, we would have studied some of this. I kind of nodded off in biology. Never thought I'd need it. The musculoskeletal system. Movement with muscles and the human skeleton is structural support and protection with bones, cartilages, ligaments, and tendons. The nervous system. These are different systems. The nervous system. Collecting, transferring, and processing information with brain, spinal cord, peripheral nerves, and nerves. This is the one that your children get on the most. Nervous system. You know that thing that happens when your hand starts shaking, they're getting on my nerves. That's just one system they're getting on, see? Or somebody bother you so much, and you're holding it in, and you're trying to, you know, be dignified, but right there, that twitch that keeps happening. It shows up right there. That's your nervous system that's manifesting what's really going on the inside of you, the nervous system. Or that pain that shows up right above your eye. What is that pain? And it's somebody that just grates you the wrong way. And every time they show up, that pain just shows up right over your eye or something. That's the system that he gave us. The reproductive system, the sex organs in the female, the ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, the vagina, the mammillary glands, and in the male, the testes, the vas deferens, seminal vesicles, prostate, and the penis. The reproduction, we can reproduce another human being according to how God made us. Imagine that. We can reproduce. The respiratory system, that's the organs used for breathing. The pharynx, the larynx, the trachea, the bronchi, the lungs, and the diaphragm. That's a whole system just to support your breathing. One entire system just to support your breathing. The urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, bladder, urethra, involved in fluid balance, electrolyte balance, which is very important, and excretion of urine. Very important, isn't it, brother? Very important. The vestibular system, it contributes to our balance and our sense of spatial orientation. That's somewhere in the ear, isn't it? If that goes off, you can't hold yourself up. Your balance is off. He put something in our ear, and I think it's a liquid. And that little liquid in our ear makes it so that we can keep our balance. You can do things and lean over and you know, some of these dances, yeah, some of us, well, I can't lean too far, but, you know, you see some of these dances that some of these young people do, they do things with their bodies like, good God, did I used to do that? And they can almost get leveled to the ground and not touch it and still hold themselves up because that system is working in them. And of course, they have the young skeletal and muscular system and all of that that's still working with them. Because we get old, we just kind of do like this, or like maybe a robot or something, you know. But that's pretty much it for us. But that's a wonderful system, one of wonderful system that God has given us. And the endocannabinoid system, it's the neuromodulator, lipids, and receptors involved in the variety of physiological processes, including appetite, pain sensation, mood, motor learning, synaptic plasticity, and memory. Everybody, I want you to do this. Hold your finger up like that. Now put it down. Now point towards me. Now directly towards me. Now put it down. Isn't that amazing? What did it take for you to do that? You just do it. You don't think about it. But you don't think about all of the systems and things that are working for you to go there. You say, I'm going to point. You don't even have time to say, I'm going to point. You just point. I'm going to point. If I'm going to go somewhere, I just determine in my mind and off I go. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I think we've kind of gotten away from that and appreciating what we are, what we have in this physical life. Remember, there's greater coming, but what we have right now. Did you know that more than that the heart works more than 100,000 times every 24 hours the heart beats? More than 100,000 times your heart beats every 24 hours. Did you know that the body's temperature is maintained at 98.6 degrees constantly without other inputs over the lifetime of an individual? Maintained at 98.6%. Do you know that 98 degrees is good and hot? If it gets 98 degrees outside, we're fanning and trying to get to the other air conditioner because it's burning up. This is intolerable. But on the inside of you, you've got a temperature of 98 degrees, but you don't feel like it's 98 degrees. You've got a system working in you, my brother, my sister, that is a masterful system. 98.6 degrees, and all the systems are working together to maintain and keep it right at that level because God made it that way. Did you know that the digestive and metabolic system have the remarkable ability to convert food that we eat into healthy bone, into blood, and the cell structures of various organs? What we eat takes it and it converts it into bones and tissue, your food. It takes and converts it into usable forms altogether that makes up the human body. Did you know that the gastrointestinal tract is 20 feet long? Did you know that the gastrointestinal tract, that if it's opened and spread out, it would cover the area of a football field? That's what I found. That's a lot of area. Is that true, brother? If your gastrointestinal tract is just laid out, it would cover the area of a football field. That's what, 100 yards in area inside you that's working right now as I speak. Is that not fearful and wonderful or not? That's all inside these little bodies of ours. And that's just one. The lungs succeed in supplying oxygen to the blood and at the same time remove carbon dioxide from our body. While it's carrying nutrients to the individual cells, it's removing waste products out. Same thing, taking it in and taking it out. And they never get mixed in. It's got this constant flow. It's taking the good in and at the same time bringing the bad out. And they don't have trouble with them, you know, get mixed over there unless you get good and sick or something happens. But typically, we've got a system that does that. That's all our entire life. This is what God has made in you and me. And that's just one of the systems. But it works like that all the time. Continually. Did you know that the skeletal system provides the support and framework which allows the body to go about doing the daily functions easily and almost effortlessly? We don't even think about it. how the skeletal has the muscular system attached to it, strategically attached. So it pulls and goes and you take and do things. And we just kind of go by it every day. And then something happened and we start complaining and, oh, mom, oh, me. And I just tell you, you got it. Y'all got it good. Even with your physical bodies. Did you know that the reproduction that the human body can reproduce itself completely from a single fertilized ovum? Completely reproduce itself. And he said, boy, he looked just like his daddy. You heard that? Man, she looked just like her mama. It was, that's just a duplicate. That's, I saw my little daughter one time. I looked in her face and it scared me. She looked so much like my mother that I actually jumped in my place. I was just doing something. I looked, it was a little small replica face of my mom, and it frightened me when I saw it. It's like I was looking at my mother. It is amazing. Now let's talk about something here, because we're going to go a little deeper, y'all. Stay with me. And by the way, let me go ahead and make a couple of announcements here just to let you know. When I reproduce this message, I'm not going to put in the message the part about how your body heals itself. I'm going to make that track number 2 on next week's CD. I'm going to take my time and read that for you because it has to do with cells and mitochondria and how cells work and that type of thing. It's really a scientific biological explanation of how your body heals itself. And so you be sure to get a copy if you want this great reminder from your biological message, how your body heals itself, and let your children listen to it. They'll make A's in biology about this. It's a good subject. Now let's talk about something since we've done that, because see, the body has a very magical, it seems, ability here that God has placed in all of us. And by the way, we're in a fallen state. And we have all of these wonderful things still working in us. Now let's talk about something that's been so controversial most all of my Christian life, and that is request for healing. When it comes to requesting or receiving divine healing, we've learned from our Bible studies here on Tuesday nights that every recorded miracle Jesus performed had an underlying truth or purpose to communicate behind it. Now, some folks will say that everybody should be healed, but let me tell you, everybody don't get healed. Now, he did not heal everybody. It says that at certain times that everyone that was there, he healed them all, but there are some that did not receive their healing because there was a higher purpose in his mind than just healing a physical body. But there is a purpose behind him doing it. The question came, Lord, was this man born blind for his sin or for his parents' sin? Because that was the prevailing thought. This man was born blind. There was sin there. It was either for his sin or which one? Was it for his sin or his parents' sin? And Jesus said, neither was this man born blind for his sin, nor was he born blind for his parents' sin, but for the glory of God. Sometimes I think we get a little presumptuous with our requests for healing. I really do. We don't live in accordance with the law of good health, and we get sick because of our lack of wisdom. And then we turn to God and say, Lord, please heal me. We live unwise lives. Did I say that right? A tongue twister. We live unwisely with our diet. We don't get proper sleep. We eat the wrong foods, junk in, junk out. And then we don't exercise. And the different things that make, and water, and things that make for a good, healthy lifestyle are the best that you can have with the body that you have. And then we get broken down and we say, Lord, please heal me. Unhealthy practices breeds unhealthiness. That's just the bottom line. Unhealthy practices breed unhealthiness. Judging from what I've learned about how and why Jesus healed, I believe that people who have lived their whole life with an issue out of their control has a greater chance of being healed than I do, due to my unwise living. I'd love to be free from diabetes and high blood pressure. Wouldn't you, brother? Man, I'd love to be free. But you know how I got some of this stuff? Sugar, all day long for years and years and years. And became a pre-diabetic, and became, you're going to be a diabetic. Then it came to, you're a diabetic. It didn't change until he said, you're a diabetic. And said, uh-oh, it's time for me to get straight now. Too late! You have crossed the line now. You are a diabetic. Now, you can still change the way you live and have it in an area where you can still live and not have to worry about a lot of those medications. But how much have I changed since that pronouncement? Have I stopped using sugar? Absolutely not. What do you mean? I don't use it as much as I did, but I still will use sugar. See? So I dare not say, Lord, please heal me of this thing. I just say, Lord, touch me and help me to stand up under this. Help me, O Heavenly Father, until you call me home. Listen, I'm not preaching down on you. This is a message for us. Now, here's an example. Some people think that eating meat, okay, especially red meat, can cause cancer. They say, so it's best to be a vegetarian. I know people say that. It's best to be a vegetarian. Now, I'm not knocking that because surely it is good. If you can do that, it's good. And listen, in Genesis 1:29, and God said, behold, to the man, I have given you every green herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat or food. Then and that was the tree and the food and the plants. That's what it was. But in Genesis 9:3-4, to Noah after the flood, he said, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb, just like the green herbs were, I have given you all things. But flesh with the blood, with the life thereof, which is the blood, shall ye not eat, is what he said. So y'all, if you like medium, rare, and rare steaks, not good for you. Not good for you. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's, you're still living. It's not too late. It's not too late. There's still some quality of life left. If you're alive, there is still some quality of life. May or may not regain it. May or may not regain where you were before it, but you can maintain at least. If we live wisely in this physical body. And so that was, he allows the usage of meat and vegetables, from vegetables and fruit only to vegetables, fruit, meat, minus the blood. So meat with the blood in it. He said that. Practical application. Beef that's raised, I believe it's in North or South Carolina, has been found to have a greater amount of fat, 35 to 75% more saturated fat. And that's what gives the good flavor to it, by the way, is that fat. And it produces omega-6 in the body, which is less healthy all around. Now, that's beef that is fed by, not by grass, but it's grain fed. See? And those things have hormones and all kinds of stuff in there that the meat eats. So that's what you're going to get in the meat, you see. But the grass-fed beef increases omega-3s in the system and provides a healthier, leaner beef. And so what you have is a healthier cut of meat. So you have to consider what it is you're putting in your body. Junk in, junk out. Now, granted, I sometimes buy the cheaper meat because that's what I can afford. But at least kind of cut the fat out if you're going to buy it. Take the fat out if you're going to have it. I'm talking really, believe it or not, I'm talking about healing. I am talking about healing. And so how we have the audacity to say, Lord, heal us, and we're not even doing our part to be well. Now, I brought something for you to pass around, if you can pass it around and look at it. These are the different systems of the body. Complicated. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, these are the different systems. That's where that comes to maybe R-rated for some folks. And they'll go, ooh, I can't look at it. That's what's inside of you, so stop doing that. That's inside of you. See? He really did a work in us. It's absolutely amazing. You are a wonder, my brother. You are a wonder. All of you, you are a wonder. I came across that study, and I might say a little bit about that in tape number 2 here, because it talks about the cells. But you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if we get sick and then we want to go to a Benny Hinn crusade, oh, you belong to glory. I'm going to get healed. Stop eating that junk. Stay home and save your money and stop eating that junk. And eat good stuff. Eat good food. Get rest. Drink water. Drink a lot of water. It flushes instead of classic Coke all day long. Me was tea all day. Love my tea until the doctor told me something different. Things change real quickly. Here's a good subject. Obesity. We don't like that. This is the time when I need my coat on. Obesity is a state in which there is an abnormally great amount of neutral fat in the storage depot of the body. A lot of us are obese. 14 facts about obesity. Please get a copy of the message so you can hear this again. No one remembers 14 facts, not even I. Obesity is a chronic condition just like diabetes and heart disease. It's chronic. Obesity is chronic. I've got obesity. I didn't like it when they wrote down on my chart, slightly obese. I'm like, I don't like that. But it's true. That was a long time ago. I'm not slightly anymore. Obesity won't go away by itself. It can't be treated quickly. You're defined as obese if you are 20% above the normal body weight due to fat. So you need to find out what that your normal body weight is. Your genes can explain some of your excess weight, but not all. It can explain some. There is a healthy weight range for everyone. Find out what it is. Your basic body shape is inherited, but your lifestyle determines your health. However you shape, that comes with the territory. But your lifestyle, that is what determines your health. Even small amounts of weight loss, listen at this, even small amounts of weight loss will result in big health improvements. So you don't have to lose 200 pounds for your health to improve. Isn't that right, my brother? My brother's been losing weight, feeling better, feeling great. Lost 30 pounds, feel like a champ. Got some more to go, but he's feeling better. So even small amounts, 20. John, lost 20. Feel better? Feel better? 15, see? Feel better? You feel better? So when you lose just small amounts of weight, it makes a real big difference in how you feel and in your health. You know what I'm saying? Lord, this ain't spiritual. He said, yeah, it is. You tell them what I told you to tell them. The only way to attain a healthy weight is to find a plan and stick to it. And you need a plan that's flexible and it keeps you happy. You don't need to go and get, you know, workout Joe's plan that has you running all over the living room and huffing and puffing and about to have a coronary. And you drag every time you got to go put the CD on for Joe's workout. So here we go again. You find something that works for you. Something that you like doing. Something that gives you reward. If it's walking or marching, or Joy sometimes like the twirl of a baton and something like that, and she does, and that's a good workout. See, I'll walk sometime. Whatever it does that works for you, that's what you need to find to do. You must develop your own plan. It must be flexible. 3-5% of U.S. medical spending goes towards prevention. That's all. Your doctor is not going to spend a lot of time telling you about prevention. They don't spend a whole bunch of time on that. And there are more. There are more. Cause and effect of obesity do not come simply from eating too much. Well, not exercising enough. That's just not it. It doesn't just come from eating too much, but not exercising enough. But obesity is much more complicated than that. Obesity is caused when something goes very wrong with your metabolism and sets up a vicious cycle. Something happens. You come up to a certain point, then something changes. And then that cycle starts. To break the cycle of obesity, you have to first understand how your metabolism works. Some people can eat a big meal at night and never show up. Some people can eat a small meal at 8 o'clock and go to bed at 10 o'clock and it shows up the next morning and it's there. So you have to find out how your metabolism works. It is individual. You cannot look at what I do and say, I'm going to do what you. What did you do to lose that weight? That's what I'm going to do. Well, you might not be happy. You may not lose the weight like you want to. You need to find out, and it's personal, how it works with you. It can result from a minor energy imbalance, which lead to a gradual but persistent weight gain over a considerable period of time. Just a minor imbalance in energy. And it would be a gradual thing. The first time I pinched an inch, I was Mr. Slim, but I noticed an inch. I said, oh, I'll be all right. Then I pinched two. Then I pinched three. I just stopped pinching. I stopped pinching. I said, I'm there. I just stopped pinching. Your metabolism is the system by which nutrients are taken in, digested, and become energy. Energy enables our activities and maintains basic biological functions, such as breathing, body temperature, as well as directed activities such as reading, working, and playing. And so how this food and everything is metabolized determines how you can function and do things. And if your energy level is down, you're not going to function and do things the way that you would if it wasn't. But once something goes wrong with your basic metabolism, listen, once it goes wrong with your basic metabolism, the vicious cycle of obesity gradually sets in. It's a gradual thing. You don't just get obese overnight. It gradually happens. And guess what? You watch it happen. You watch it increase. I got to go walk. Yeah, tomorrow. And tomorrow becomes next month, and next month becomes next year. And meanwhile, it's a gradual thing that happens. We watch it happen. It's a gradual thing, and it's a vicious cycle. And the obesity effect will control your entire body. First, eating foods high in refined carbohydrates such as white sugar, white flour, which we all love, will lead to a spike in your blood sugar level. That's the first thing it does. It causes your blood sugar to spike. The high blood sugar levels lead to production of extra insulin in the body. And then the body tries to handle the excess blood sugar over time, and then the unused blood sugar is stored in your body as fat. That's vicious. When you eat the wrong thing, despite the body is doing all it can, but it can only produce so much. And what it can't handle, it just stores it in different parts of your body as fat. Then the body's ability to burn these blood sugars is slowly diminished, and that happens over time, slowly diminished as insulin resistance set in. Now your body is kind of resistant to the insulin that's being produced. The body reacts poorly to the continual excess production of insulin and begins to use insulin less efficiently. So you get less and less energy there to go and to do. So now you've got a problem with excess fat and you need to work it off, but you don't have the energy to do it. I just don't feel like doing it. And all of the while, this is what's going on in your body. Why do I feel so tired? Then after several years of high blood sugar, insulin production weakens and your body becomes resistant to the insulin that it does produce. Thus, your body has one fewer resource to deal with obesity. See how vicious that cycle gets? But it's like, Lord, heal me with diabetes. But then I'm going to go back and eat three pieces of cake tonight. What's wrong with that picture? Something has to be different. Then your body's ability to burn. Every day we live, we are closer to our time of death. We're born to physically die. It's going to happen. The Bible says it is appointed once unto man to die. So this doctrine about God wanting you to have divine health, no, God wants you to have divine life and eternal life in Jesus Christ. But why would I have divine health and have to die? Something that the end is not right. If there's going to be divine health, then I got divine life. Divine health and then die doesn't work. No, you're going to die. And these different things that are happening is a sign of the death sentence that's over every man, woman, boy, and girl. And so we shouldn't take the old man and try to bring and make him into a new man by splattering new man things on him and say, this is the new man. No, the new man is the one that comes in when you meet Christ Jesus. That's a spiritual thing. You're a spiritual man, not a physical, not the physical. We got to try to make the distinction. And then we have our physical bodies. We should use our physical bodies. The body still carry out trust me, miraculous operations even under this death condition. Even after man comes in with the sentence of death over him, look at how wonderful this body still functions. Imagine this body with no death sentence on it. We have a body with a death sentence on it. But imagine this body without that. Try to imagine a resurrected and changed body made like unto the resurrected body of Jesus Christ, which, by the way, is the promise to every born-again believer. Now, let me share my heart with you here with the last few minutes. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name will they cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. That has not changed. Jesus said that. And so we still should perform in those areas as believers. God commanded it in his word. But we need to be wise otherwise about, number one, how we live our lives. Now, if I messed up my physical life with the way that I've lived, far be it from me to throw this on God and say, you know what, Lord, I've really made a mess out of this. Would you please heal me? I believe that healing is done to glorify God. It's done to the glory of God. And excuse me for using Robbie, but we should be praying. If you want to pray for healing, you pray for a person who's born in a condition that they had no control over. You pray for a man like that, a person that's born with a condition of scoliosis in their body where they just came into the world with it like that. And pray for me that God will use me, and pray for me that God will help me get a little bit more sense about how I live my life, more so than me getting free from high blood pressure. I need to be free from it, but it may take me out one day. But I had a hand in this. And many of us had a hand in the condition in which we live today. So own up to it and accept it and move forward. You got to go to a doctor? Go to a doctor. Don't sit around and say, Brother Bob, I'm going to lay my hands on you. Come on up here, brother. God is going to heal you today. We was at a meeting the other night and we left. They almost dragged you out the chair. God's going to heal you today. Throw away them pills in the name of. And he threw away the pills and they had to call 911. Because he's not answering me. He's not answering me. He's talking about he's healed. That don't look like healed. That's something that we did physically to ourselves. In other words, let's put things in the right perspective. I'm not trying to throw out healing. No way, no way, no. We need that. To the glory of God. Oh, I pray God that someone comes through that door. And they're on crutches or there's something in their body that they were born with. And they come and they sit in that corner and God touched them and raised them up. I pray God to see that kind of miracle in new life. I pray that he heals you according to his will and according to his purpose. Now, I'm not saying that I don't want him to heal you, but we got to remember. And the first thing I got to say is, you know, Lord, I'm in this condition. Because I love sugar, I love this kind of food, I love that kind of food, I live this kind of way, I did this in excess, and now my stomach is doing this, and now my head is happening here, and now my back is all messed up because I wouldn't stop going out on the basketball court at 45, and I couldn't accept the fact that you're too old, you can't slam dunk, you never could, so why are you trying? You see, he's preparing us, saints. It's a common sense message this morning. I'd rather hoop and holler in. Lord, you know? But he said, no, no, no. Tell him this. We've got to put it in perspective. Folks say, man, you just old dry Baptist preacher. I don't know what I am. I don't know if I'm I was holiness, and then I was a charismatic, and then I went to the Catholic church for a little while, and then I went to the Methodist, so I don't know what I am anymore. I'm just the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Just the blood of Jesus. And I love to divide the word. The charismatic has some good things there. They have some good things that they're trying to do. But for some reason it goes off into a strange place that's not always biblical. And that's the part that scares me. It's the part where they go off into where they start creating their own doctrines. I call them cut and paste. And it's not just them. It's just anybody who wants something bad enough. You can take the Bible and cut and paste scriptures together and create a new doctrine. And if you spend enough time, you'll have it when it's very difficult to gainsay or to talk you out of it. You'll be able to stand up against the best debater, but you can cut and paste doctrines out of the Bible. But I believe we should go according to what the Word of God says. And we should not ignore the natural laws under which we still live. If you got a situation in your life, go and find out what it takes to turn that situation around physically and then start doing it. Let's pray for one another today that we will gain strength to live above the passions of our flesh and the passions and desires of our different tastes. I'm talking about me too. We're all stuck with this same thing. And in America, you can almost have just about anything you want. You can be broke and then the welfare will have you eating T-bone steaks, the good kind, the grass-fed kind, you know. And so we have to have that kind of fortitude and relationship with God that He can help us. Amen? Well, let's go ahead and pray. I'll be still talking. Father, we are so grateful that you've thought enough of us to talk to us about our bodies and our lives and our lifestyles and just how wonderful it is to be made in your image, even though we're at this time in our fallen condition. But just as sure as we know you, we know, Lord, that one day we are going to receive a body like yours and we'll never have these problems again. Touch my brothers and my sisters and everyone that hears this message. And Father, give them, O Lord, the mind to do what is necessary to live at the best quality of life that you have for them and in accordance with their own bodies. And Father, we'll remember to give you the praise and honor and glory and bring healing in, Lord, but bring it in according to your will. Bring it in according to your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Remember, I'm going to put this part on a CD. Sign up for the CD. There are some refreshments in the kitchen. Y'all need to eat. There's a lot. Folks came. Well, you're feeling real good today. Like three people brought different things. Yeah, so let me go on and get my cake.
It's in the refrigerator.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your attention. Oh, good. Thank you.